So first and foremost, please, as I am demonstrating, silence anything that's going to beep, buzz, or otherwise interrupt us. We want to give our undivided attention. Okay. So just a couple housekeeping matters before we start. Most of you are probably familiar with them, but just in case, so bathrooms are to that door over to your left, through there and around the corner. We have the book table up. That's a bring a book, take a book. And as the person who has to schlep the books back after each meeting, I urge you to take the heaviest ones possible home. We also have, that's new, the Do I Need This Now table. So that's for if you have something at home that you no longer have use for, but you think somebody else might need or be able to use, please bring it. But if nobody takes it by the end of the session today, please take it home with you. Okay. And the out front with the table with all the independents on it, and thanks, Christine, for bringing independents as always, is there's a number of different upcoming events, so you can take a look down there. But just one, because it's coming right up, I'll draw to your attention, is Pink Smoke Over the Vatican, which will be a film showing at Unity Church tomorrow night. So, and there's flyers for that. Right? Get it right? Okay. All right. So I would like to ask Christine to come on and lead us in our Be Still chant. Then we'll have a little bit of silence, and then I'll introduce our speaker for the day.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be.
It is my distinct pleasure to introduce Reverend Julia Hamilton. I first met Julia probably about 5 years ago when she spoke at a workshop we had for the leadership group at Trinity Church. And I was so impressed with her warmth, her wisdom, and her great insights, but put in really practical everyday language. And at that time, I said to myself, boy, I hope we can get her to speak at Word of Life. So it's exciting to have her with us today. Julia received her bachelor's in arts and theater arts at UCSB in 1998, mere 30 years after I graduated, and subsequently worked in theater and in television, and as she says, more than a few restaurants along the way in both New York and Los Angeles. Julia is a lifelong Unitarian Universalist, and she can probably tell you more about what that means. We had an interesting talk about it. She earned her Master's of Divinity from Harvard Divinity School in 2008, completing a trajectory that started from when she led her first worship service at the age of 13 at her home congregation in New Orleans. She was serving as the executive director of the Unitarian Universalist Legislative Ministry of New Jersey when she was called to be the assistant minister at the Unitarian Society of Santa Barbara. And she was subsequently called to be their lead minister in 2015, where she's currently serving. Julia is passionate about social justice. She has co-authored two adult education curricula focusing on justice and the Unitarian Universalist tradition. She is very active in CLU and has USSB as the lead church for and administrator of the Freedom Warming Centers. Most recently, she has been focusing efforts of both her church and herself on efforts on immigrant justice. Julia is so glad to be able to return to Santa Barbara, where she lives with her husband, Adam, her daughter, Cassia, and their dog, Luna. Please stand and give Julia our word and life blessing.
We bless you as you share your gifts of spirit, life, and insight. We welcome.